Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
have a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Martin. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Jesus, King of all, we trust in you. I am just so happy to be back online with you today. It's been over 2 weeks, and I have just been beside myself. The problem all along has been Blog Talk Radio. I got to be honest, they have been down for 2 weeks. So they have been the problem. Now today is January the 3rd, and the saint of the day is Saint Genevieve of Paris. She was born to a possibly poor or peasant family in Nanterre, France, around the year 422. She was always a devout girl. One day, around the age of 7, she was seen in a crowd by Saint Germain. Saint Germain foretold to her parents of Saint Genevieve's piety and perpetual virginity, as well as the sanctity that would engulf her life in the future. At Saint Germain's invitation, Saint Genevieve left with him, whereby she made her vows of piety and perpetual virginity. Saint Germain gave her a medal with a cross on it to remind her of her vows. She later received the religious vow from the Bishop of Paris in her teens. She then lived a devout life of prayer, charity, piety, chastity, and austerity. Saint Genevieve came to be known especially for her prophecies and her miracles. She could even read consciences, which makes me very glad she was not a priest to whom I've ever gone to confession. Genevieve's parents died, and she went to live with her grandmother in the city of Paris. Many times, she would visit other cities performing miracles. She got in hot water for this and was being persecuted when Saint Germain came to her rescue. After Saint Germain speaking on her behalf of Saint Genevieve, she came to be greatly revered by the people. One of Saint Genevieve's greatest miracles was to save Paris from an attack by Attila the Hun. She would again save Paris from famine when she prayed for a shipment of grain to pass through a military blockade of Paris. She prayed for the people of Paris, and the grain miraculously made it through the blockade and saved the city of Paris. Saint Genevieve is revered as the patron saint of Paris, or one of the patron saints of Paris, because I'm pretty sure Saint Joan of Arc is also a patroness of Paris. But she is also invoked against fever and against famine, plague, and disasters. She died around the year 512. Now, most of this information came from morningoffering.com. In fact, all of this information actually came from morningoffering.com. And if you don't use morningoffering.com, as John and I have both told you, then you are missing a lot. I'm telling you, you are missing a lot. We're not obligated to pray the liturgy of the hours, but it's available for us there. And I don't know what indulgences are available for praying the liturgy of the hours, but there are many, 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 many. I'm just glancing Catholic.org to see if there are any about her that I left out that might be of interest, and there aren't, not of her life. I don't really have much of a daily update today. I wasn't per se expecting to actually do the show today. John and I decided this morning that we would give it a try, but I had no faith in Blog Talk Radio. So I am pleasantly surprised and very happy to be with you today. Today I used my Pope St. John Paul II rosary, which I am now going to put around my St. Francis of Assisi statue that was my grandmother's Francis of Assisi statue. And we are going to start doing the three Hail Marys novena. This is really a perpetual novena. And this comes off of EWTN.com. My friend Elaine sent me the beads for the three Hail Mary novena, and they are absolutely beautiful. It's got a crucifix at one end, and then it's got a beautiful image of Our Lady, I think Our Lady of Lourdes, because of the blue mantle. And then three blue beads representing Our Lady. So here we go. O Immaculate Virgin, most powerful, I beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for me purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of my soul, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And Our Lady, we pray for all of our special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, my mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, I humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of our Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O blessed Mother of Jesus, pray for us. Our Lady of Good Counsel, pray for us. Our Lady, Help of Christians, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, friends, I believe we'll have the Catholic Canon Apologetics show on Friday morning. Terry Delp sadly left the network, and we're praying that he will return. We miss our brother very much. On Friday at noon Eastern, William Hemsworth will have the Burnt Toast and Coffee show I don't know today what his topic will be, but I will find out. And then on Monday at 7 Eastern, we are going to have the apologetics show with Ken Litchfield, or not Ken Litchfield, because Ken is Catholic Ken Apologetics Show. We're going to have the Catholic apologetics show with somebody's trying to text me, and I can't talk to him right now because I'm trying to pray and trying to talk to you guys. And I don't see an email, a recent email from him. Let me see if I can find it this way. Well, it won't let me find it that way. We're going to have the apologetic show on Monday. John Benko will be part of that. There's my email from William Hemsworth. And that's all the update that I have for you right now. I'm still looking. Luke Haskell, Monday night with Luke Haskell at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I will get updates for you guys in the next day or so. So I'll have something for sure to tell you about Ken's show on Friday morning. And friends, I want to thank you for joining me on our first show back after Blog Talk Radio being down for a week. My name is Richard Pettis. I will try to have a blog post up every day, except for Sundays. I'm not going to run a blog on Sundays, although I may try to run it Saturday and go from there. And it appears that a friend of mine said Segaraj has died, and I would greatly appreciate it if you would join me in a Hail Mary for him. He's been sick for a very short time. His son is considering the priesthood, although he's only 11, but I felt in him a very holy child. So if you would join me in a Hail Mary, I would appreciate it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.